السلام عليكم، معاكم إيمان هلال وأهلا بيكم في سلسلة إنجليزي على السريع. السلسلة دي بنقرأ مع بعض فيها قطع إنجليزية، ممكن تكون قصة أو مقال أو جزء من كتاب، وبنترجمها وبنعلق على بعض نقاط النطق والجرامر. إنجليزي على السريع بتساعدك تمارس مهارة الاستماع وانت بتعمل أنشطة تانية زي السواقة أو لعب الرياضة أو أعمال المنزل. أولاً أنا هقرأ النص بالإنجليش وبعدها هنترجم جملة جملة وبعدين هنناقش التعليقات على النص وأخيراً نسمعه بالإنجليش مرة تانية. نص النهاردة اسمه Adrenaline Rush. Drew slams the door behind him, marking the end of a huge fight with his father. Drew is a 16-year-old boy who is obsessed with taking risks and trying anything dangerous. To be fair, he is not very different from any other teenager. But as an only child, his parents have always been very protective of him. They aren't controlling, but they just try to keep him safe. Sometimes too safe, though. However, his father is a unique man. He always tries to accommodate Drew's wishes in the safest possible way. Even though Drew doesn't have a driver's license yet, his father lets him drive around the neighborhood while sitting in the passenger seat. Drew wants to swim deep in the rough ocean where lots of people drown every year? Easy! His father hires an experienced lifeguard, and the three of them go swimming while carrying all the necessary safety equipment. Drew wants to try parkour? Sure! Let's find a good trainer and a safe training site. His mother went crazy over this one. She was completely against it. She was afraid he would hurt himself. Drew's father protects him as much as he can, trying to strike a balance between preserving his son's free spirit and natural, fearless character and keeping him safe and alive. However, this time he's asking for a big thing. He wants to climb Everest. After several arguments with his parents, he finally agrees that he will start by climbing a mountain in their country first. Drew and his father agree to go together with an experienced mountain climber after Drew's father gets back from his business trip. But it turns out that Drew has another plan.
دلوقتي خلينا نقرأ بالترجمة. Let's read with the translation.
تقدروا تتابعوا معايا نص الحلقة كلمة كلمة عن طريق أنكم تضغطوا على رابط PayHip الموجود في وصف الحلقة. تحميل نص الحلقة بيقدم دعم للبودكاست وبيشجعني أني أعمل حلقات جديدة.
Adrenaline Rush، دفقة من الأدرينالين. Adrenaline اللي هو الأدرينالين، هرمون الأدرينالين، و Rush معناها اندفاع، وده بيحصل لما إحنا بنقابل موقف بيكون فيه خوف أو خطر أو excitement، إثارة، تمام؟ فبيحصل اندفاع شديد للأدرينالين في مجرى الدم، وده بيدي إحساس بنشاط وسعادة وإثارة للشخص اللي بيمر بالموقف ده. Adrenaline Rush.
Drew slams the door behind him, marking the end of a huge fight with his father.
Drew يغلق الباب خلفه بقوة، معلنا نهاية شجار كبير مع والده.
Slam slams the door،
يغلق الباب بقوة، يهبد الباب.
Behind خلف.
Marking معلنا.
Marking the end of
معلنا نهاية.
A huge fight
شجار كبير.
With his father مع والده. Drew slams the door behind him, marking the end of a huge fight with his father. Drew is a 16-year-old boy who's obsessed with taking risks and trying anything dangerous.
Drew فتى يبلغ من العمر 16 عاماً، مهووس بالمخاطرة وتجربة أي شيء خطير.
16-year-old يبلغ من العمر 16 عاماً. ونلاحظ هنا إن دي adjective صفة، عشان كده كلمة year ما فيهاش s، الصفة اللي هي مفصولة بشرطة. 16 شرطة، year شرطة، old. A 16-year-old boy دي بنسميها hyphenated adjective، والشرطة دي بنسميها hyphen.
Is obsessed with، مهووس ب. Taking risks، المخاطرة أو أخذ المخاطرات. And trying، تجربة. Anything dangerous، أي شيء خطير.
Drew is a 16-year-old boy who's obsessed with taking risks and trying anything dangerous.
To be fair, he is not very different from any other teenager.
لنكن منصفين، هو ليس مختلفاً كثيراً عن أي مراهق آخر.
Fair، منصف، عادل.
To be fair، معناها للإنصاف أو لنكن منصفين.
Different، مختلف.
Any other، أي آخر.
Teenager، مراهق.
To be fair, he's not very different from any other teenager.
But as an only child, his parents have always been very protective of him.
ولكن كونه الابن الوحيد، كان والداه دائما مبالغين في حمايته.
An only child، الابن الوحيد، الطفل الوحيد.
His parents، والداه،
always، دائما،
protective، مبالغ في الحماية.
But as an only child, his parents have always been very protective of him.
They aren't controlling, but they just try to keep him safe.
Sometimes too safe, though.
ليس متحكمين، لكنهما فقط يحاولان إبقاءه آمنا، أحيانا آمنا أكثر من اللازم.
They aren't،
ليس،
controlling، من الفعل control، بمعنى متحكمين.
They just try، يحاولان فقط.
Keep him safe، إبقاءه آمنا.
Sometimes too safe، أكثر من اللازم. Too يعني أكثر من اللازم.
Though، لكن، أو بالرغم من ذلك.
They aren't controlling, but they just try to keep him safe. Sometimes too safe, though.
However, his father is a unique man.
ولكن والده رجل فريد من نوعه.
Unique means فريد من نوعه.
However, his father is a unique man.
He always tries to accommodate Drew's wishes in the safest possible way.
كان دائماً يحاول تلبية رغبات درو بأكثر الطرق أماناً.
Tries، يحاول.
Accommodate، الإكسبرشن ده على بعضه. Accommodate somebody's wishes، يعني يلبي رغبات شخص، أو يعني يحاول تلبية رغبات شخص.
Safest، جاية من كلمة safe،
الأكثر أماناً.
Possible، ممكن.
The safest possible way،
بأكثر الطرق أمانا.
He always tries to accommodate Drew's wishes in the safest possible way.
Even though Drew doesn't have a driver's license yet, his father lets him drive around the neighborhood while sitting in the passenger seat.
على الرغم من أن درو لا يحمل رخصة قيادة بعد، إلا أن والده يسمح له بالقيادة في الحي بينما يجلس هو في المقعد الأمامي بجانبه.
Even though، على الرغم من.
Driver's license، رخصة قيادة.
His father lets him،
يسمح له.
Drive،
يقود.
Around the neighborhood،
حول الحي أو في الحي.
While، بينما.
Sitting، يجلس.
In the passenger seat، في المقعد الأمامي بجانب السائق.
Even though Drew doesn't have a driver's license yet, his father lets him drive around the neighborhood
while sitting in the passenger seat. Drew wants to swim deep in the rough ocean where lots of people drown every year.
يريد درو السباحة في أعماق المحيط العنيف حيث يغرق الكثير من الناس كل عام.
Swim يسبح deep في العمق in the rough ocean في المحيط العنيف where حيث lots of people الكثير من الناس drown يغرق every year كل سنة. Drew wants to swim deep in the rough ocean where lots of people drown every year.
Easy. His father hires an experienced lifeguard and the three of them go swimming while carrying all the necessary safety equipment.
سهل. يستأجر والده منقذا متمرسا ويذهب الثلاثة للسباحة وهم يحملون جميع معدات السلامة اللازمة.
His father, والده, hires, يستأجر, experienced, متمرس, عنده خبرة, lifeguard, منقذ, اللي هو بيكون على الشاطئ, and the three of them, الثلاثة, ثلاثتهم يعني, swimming, يسبحون, carrying, وهم يحملون, necessary, اللازمة, safety, السلامة أو الأمان, equipment, معدات.
Easy. His father hires an experienced lifeguard and the three of them go swimming while carrying all the necessary safety equipment.
Drew wants to try parkour.
يريد درو تجربة رياضة الباركور. رياضة الباركور يا جماعة هي رياضة فيها كتير من حركات القفز ولكن في الشوارع في شوارع المدينة العادية وفي المباني وعلى المباني العادية.
Sure. Let's find a good trainer and a safe training site.
لا مشكلة. أكيد. لنجد مدربا جيدا ومكانا آمنا للتدريب.
Trainer. مدرب.
Training site. مكان تدريب.
Sure. Let's find a good trainer and a safe training site.
His mother went crazy over this one.
جن جنون والدته بسبب هذا الأمر.
To go crazy over, the expression, تعبير معناه جن جنونه.
Over this one, بسبب هذا الأمر. His mother went crazy over this one.
She was completely against it.
كانت تعارضه تماما.
Completely, تماما. Against, ضد. She was completely against it.
She was afraid he would hurt himself.
كانت تخشى أن يؤذي نفسه.
Afraid, خائفة. Hurt, يؤذي. Himself, نفسه. She was afraid he would hurt himself.
Drew's father protects him as much as he can.
والد درو يحميه بقدر استطاعته.
Protects, يحمي. Protects him, يحميه. As much as he can, بقدر استطاعته.
Drew's father protects him as much as he can. Trying to strike a balance between preserving his son's free spirit and natural fearless character and keeping him safe and alive.
محاولا تحقيق توازن بين الحفاظ على روح ابنه الحرة وشخصيته الجريئة بطبيعتها وبين إبقائه آمناً وعلى قيد الحياة.
Strike يعني يضرب.
Balance يعني توازن. لكن ده تعبير مجازي. To strike a balance يعني يحقق توازن.
Preserving الحفاظ على. His son's free spirit روح ابنه الحرة.
Natural طبيعي. Fearless, لا يخاف أو جريء.
Character, شخصية.
Alive, على قيد الحياة.
Trying to strike a balance between preserving his son's free spirit and natural fearless character and keeping him safe and alive.
However, This time he's asking for a big thing.
لكن هذه المرة يطلب شيئا كبيرا.
Ask for يطلب.
Ask بس يسأل.
I'm asking him a question. أنا بسأله سؤال.
I'm asking for something. أنا بطلب حاجة.
However, this time he's asking for a big thing. He wants to climb Everest.
يريد تسلق جبل إيفرست.
Climb يعني يتسلق. ناخد بالنا أن البي في climb لا تنطق. It's silent. Climb. After several arguments with his parents, he finally agrees that he will start by climbing a mountain in their country first.
بعد عدة جدالات مع والديه، يوافق أخيراً على أن يبدأ بتسلق جبل في بلدهم أولاً.
Several عدة arguments جدالات. Finally أخيراً agrees that يوافق أن start يبدأ climbing يتسلق a mountain جبل in their country في بلدهم first أولاً.
After several arguments with his parents, he finally agrees that he will start by climbing a mountain in their country first.
Drew and his father agree to go together with an experienced mountain climber after Drew's father gets back from his business trip.
يتفق درو ووالده على الذهاب مع متسلق جبال متمرس بعد عودة والده من رحلة العمل.
Together معا. Experienced متمرس. Mountain climber متسلق جبال. After بعد gets back from يرجع من يعود من business trip رحلة عمل.
Drew and his father agree to go together with an experienced mountain climber after Drew's father gets back from his business trip.
But it turns out that Drew has another plan.
لكن اتضح أن لدى درو خطة أخرى.
It turns out that يتضح أن another plan خطة أخرى. But it turns out that Drew has another plan.
لو حابب تدرس معايا أنا شخصياً دروس إنجليزي، تأسيس إنجليزي أو دروس محادثة، تواصل معايا على التليفون أو واتساب الموجود على الشاشة. ولو حابب تشوف كل فيديوهاتي السابقة عن تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية، شوف قناة اليوتيوب أو صفحة الفيسبوك English for Arabs إيمان هلال.
دلوقتي هتسمعوا النص بالإنجليش مرة تانية.
Adrenaline Rush. Drew slams the door behind him, marking the end of a huge fight with his father. Drew is a 16-year-old boy who is obsessed with taking risks and trying anything dangerous. To be fair, he is not very different from any other teenager. But as an only child, his parents have always been very protective of him. They aren't controlling, but they just try to keep him safe. Sometimes too safe, though. However, his father is a unique man. He always tries to accommodate Drew's wishes in the safest possible way. Even though Drew doesn't have a driver's license yet, his father lets him drive around the neighborhood while sitting in the passenger seat. Drew wants to swim deep in the rough ocean where lots of people drown every year? Easy! His father hires an experienced lifeguard, and the three of them go swimming while carrying all the necessary safety equipment. Drew wants to try parkour? Sure! Let's find a good trainer and a safe training site. His mother went crazy over this one. She was completely against it. She was afraid he would hurt himself. Drew's father protects him as much as he can, trying to strike a balance between preserving his son's free spirit and natural, fearless character and keeping him safe and alive. However, this time, he's asking for a big thing. He wants to climb Everest. After several arguments with his parents, he finally agrees that he will start by climbing a mountain in their country first. Drew and his father agree to go together with an experienced mountain climber after Drew's father gets back from his business trip. But it turns out that Drew has another plan.
وبكده نكون وصلنا لنهاية حلقة النهاردة.
إن شاء الله في الحلقة الجاية هنكمل القصة دي.
حاولوا تسمعوا الحلقة أكتر من مرة عشان توصلوا لأقصى استفادة منها.
أنا ممتنة جدا لدعمكم وتشجيعكم المستمر. لو شايف إن البودكاست مفيد ساعدني إنه يوصل لعدد أكبر من الناس. اعمل فولو للبودكاست على أبل بودكاست وعلى سبوتيفاي واديله تقييم.
ودايما برحب بتعليقاتكم وأسئلتكم على الإيميل وواتساب الموجود على الشاشة.
أتمنى تكون الحلقة عجبتكم وأشوفكم في الحلقة الجاية بإذن الله. See you in the next episode إن شاء الله.